Have you heard the old saying, all sin is a light to God? Well, listen to the words of the Apostle Paul when he wrote to the Corinthians. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Today on Renewal, our host and teacher, Dr. Gene Getz, continues his conversation with his special guest as they explore the purity principle. Here now is Gene.
Well, thank you very much, Alan, and my special guest all this week, Randy Alcorn. He happens to be near Portland, Oregon. I'm here in Dallas, Texas. I sure appreciate your literature, your writing, and you've just released another book, excellent book, entitled The Purity Principle, God's Safeguards for Life's Dangerous Trails. Yesterday, I sort of set the stage for today, and for those of you who have just joined us here in Renewal, we're talking about the way in which the world has redefined sex, and particularly as it's impacting our young people today, even down into grade school, junior high school, certainly high school and college. It's rampant on the college campus. And really coming out of what happened even in our own culture with the highest office of the land, which we all know about, involving obviously activity that is not defined in a lot of people's minds as real sex. And so people say, hey, we can engage in this. Young people are rationalizing this and saying, we're not having sex. Talk about that from a biblical point of view.
We have to realize from Scripture that sex is not just something that we do. It's someone we are. We are created as sexual beings, and we lay ourselves on the line in any sexual encounter. God doesn't look at this as technicalities, as what qualifies as sex somehow, this does and this doesn't. We all know, if we're honest about it, when something is sex or sex in some form, and whatever form that is something that affects us. And it's like fire and water, you know, fire and water, both good things, both created by God, both essential things. They have great power to do good or to do harm. And sex is one of God's gifts that is very much the same way. When it's within marriage, it can be a beautiful and wonderful and enriching thing, an intimacy that draws people together and actually becomes, among other things, a picture of Christ and his love for his bride, that the two become one flesh. But when it's taken outside of that God-given circle of intimacy, of the marriage relationship that he intended it for, just like fire and water, when they're taken outside of their God-intended context, you have disaster. You've got flooding, tidal wave, you've got forest fires and terrible burns, and that's the way it is with sex. You know, this good thing from God, if we're not careful to engage in it only in its proper place, is going to burn us. It's going to drown us. It's going to hurt us big time. And that's the sad thing when I think about all of these teenagers that are going out during the lunch hour in the parking lot and thinking that, well, okay, because you can't get pregnant this way, somehow that means it's not sex. Well, of course it's sex. That's exactly what it is. And I think we know that in our hearts, but I don't think we realize how destructive that forbidden intimacy will ultimately be.
That is something that I think about a lot in terms of being a pastor and a leader and realizing what is this doing as far as future marriage is concerned. Here are kids that are promiscuous in relationship to multiple partners. They're viewing pornography. They are living in this fantasy world. How in the world are they going to settle into a relationship in marriage that is ever going to be, in their minds at least, satisfactory, something that is normal and natural? It seems to me that they're going to be wanting to live in a fantasy world. And it makes me tremble to think what's going to happen to marriages in the future.
Absolutely, Gene. I totally agree. I think the effects are just astounding. And, you know, 1 Thessalonians 4 says, it is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, and not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God. And, you know, to learn to control our own bodies means it doesn't come naturally. It is something we have to learn. There is a discipline in controlling the body and saying no to sexual urges. And yet we live in a society that preaches a message of saying yes to sexual urges. And so we have to recognize that in the body of Christ, we're supposed to be different than the world. We're not supposed to be living like the heathen who do not know God. We're supposed to be living differently.
Well, we're talking about young people who are redefining sex, or who have, because adults have. But, you know, it's not just a problem for singles. It's not just a problem for young people. It's a problem for married people. Like you say, if there are distortions in our lives when we enter marriage, those distortions often will continue. With men particularly who are watching pornography, who are dabbling in this on the internet with videos, magazines, just take a minute to set the stage. We'll talk about it tomorrow, but how this is going to impact a marriage, how this is going to impact a relationship, because that's not a real world either.
Well, I think one of the many ways that it affects marriages is that, you know, every adultery begins with deception, and most deception begins with seemingly innocent secrets like, he doesn't need to know this, she doesn't need to know this, she would get jealous, she wouldn't understand. And so pretty soon you're spending a lunch hour with somebody, and pretty soon you're engaged in conversations, and your relationship is going a direction that's displeasing to God. And it begins with these little secrets, and those little secrets ultimately can destroy a marriage and a family.
Well, my special guest all this week is Randy Alcorn. We're talking about The Purity Principle. Happens to be a book which he's written. Excellent. We'll tell you more about it a little later on in the program. You'll want to stay with us. I'm Gene Getz. I'll be right back.
And you will want to join us again tomorrow as Gene continues his conversation with his special guest. In just a couple of minutes, we will share with you how you can get a copy of this excellent little book entitled The Purity Principle. Well, Gene, today Randy made a very interesting statement when he said that sex is not just something you do. Sex is someone you are. Would you elaborate on what this really means?
Well, Alan, let me take you back actually to the context in which my special guest made that comment. It's actually in this little book, The Purity Principle, Chapter 3. It's entitled, What's the Big Deal About Sex? And he raises this question. Have you heard the old saying, all sin is alike to God? Well, not according to Paul. He said to those in sex-saturated Corinth, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Paul wrote those words to the Corinthians, and certainly Corinth was a sex-saturated city. Very immoral, and these people had come to Jesus Christ out of a very immoral lifestyle. Well, Randy goes on to comment in context of that statement about sex being someone you are. He says this, right from the get-go, there's something qualitatively different about sexual sin. Why? And here it is, because sex is not just something you do. Sex is someone you are. When you have sex, you put your life on the line. You give away something you may never get back. Purity and impurity are more than external issues of behavior and culture and practice. They cut to the soul. They slice to the living core of who you are and who you will become. You see, sex wasn't invented by Hollywood or some pervert in an internet chat room. Sex was created by an infinitely holy God, wreathed in blinding light and glory, surrounded by radiant holy angels. The goodness of sex stands or falls with the goodness of its creator. In Genesis 1:31, we read, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Well, sex was part of the all that was so good. And even after the fall, God's word speaks openly of the pleasure of sex within marriage. Read, for example, Proverbs 5:18-19, or read the Song of Solomon. Tremendous description of the beauty of a sexual relationship and the pleasure of a sexual relationship. Now, sex is a means, of course, by which children are conceived, and marital intimacy is expressed. Both are very important to God. When sexual union takes place in its proper context, in a spirit of giving, you see, God smiles. Sex has power, and that's why the purity principle is so important. Sex is incredibly powerful. It's able to do immense good or intense harm. Well, my special guest today went on to illustrate that with fire. Fire can be great. It warms you. You can see, but it can also be incredibly destructive. And that's the way it is when it comes to the sexual relationship. You see, according to the Bible, the boundaries of sex are the boundaries of marriage. Sex and marriage go together. You can't miss that message in the Scriptures. Sexual union is intended as an expression of a lifelong commitment. Well, I'm Gene Getz, your host here on Renewal, and all this week, my special guest, Randy Alcorn, and he'll be back again tomorrow. We'll continue our conversation about the purity principle, God's safeguards for life's dangerous trails. And you may be interested in this book. I shared with you a little bit from it to explain why the sexual relationship is so unique and why it is so related to who we are and the fact that we are made in the image of God. So if you'd like to go a little deeper, contact us here at Renewal. That's Renewal, Box 2400, Dallas, Texas, 75221. Simply ask how you can get a copy of The Purity Principle. It's available for a suggested donation of $10. You can also call us on our toll-free number, 1-800-RENEWAL, 1-800-RENEWAL, or also check us out on our website, renewalradio.org, and simply find out how you can get a copy of The Purity Principle. It's something that you'll want to read and then pass on to your son or your daughter or to a friend. It'll also provide a basis for a great discussion. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow. And when you contact us, think about what you might do to support us financially. If this program is ministered to you, would you minister to us by sending us a special donation? God bless you. And here once again is our contact information.
Thank you, Gene. Once again, our phone number is 1-800-RENEWAL. That's toll-free, 1-800-RENEWAL. Or you can find us on the web at renewalradio.org. That's renewalradio.org. And our mailing address is Renewal, Box 2400, Dallas, Texas, 75221. Once again, that's Box 2400, Dallas, Texas, 75221. We hope to hear from you today and trust that you'll join us once again tomorrow right here on Renewal.